Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. And again, blessed to be bringing you this daily podcast Monday through Friday. We've been bringing you this podcast since 2009 with almost 3 million listens. Wow, we are having a blast bringing you powerful, life-changing information. You know, there's something exciting about getting up in the morning and flipping on your computer and getting a note from somebody that said, you know, I just had my first session with you and my life is already changing. I have better relationship with my children. I have clearer goals at work. You know, I feel more positive and uplifted about myself. And that just motivates me. That just excites me beyond belief. Anyway, it's very, very exciting to get these kinds of letters. So I do appreciate it when you write these letters and you send them to us. Some of them, we have a whole bunch of new letters we need to put up on our website. We're just so busy with so many other projects, but we want to get some of these positive letters up on the website. And we appreciate those of you who are recording selfie videos because we're putting those up on the website as well, lawofattractionsolutions.com. I also want to thank you. If you find that this podcast is empowering to you, thank you for sharing it with your friends and your family on Facebook. Okay, here we go. Desire, attraction, manifesting. It all comes down to feelings. It all comes down to what sets you on fire. What gives you this passion? You know, there are three alchemical principles that the ancients called sulfur, mercury, and salt. And it's the sulfur that stands in the center. It's the fire. It's the soul that exists within you. If you've ever been around a super manifester, a million-dollar manifester, you'll see that these people are up at 5 o'clock in the morning. They're fired up. They're exercising. They're eating power breakfast or drinking a shake. And they're on to their goals. I mean, they are fired up. You can be too. The difference is, many times, is that they understand what their core drive is. So pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. And ask yourself, what is my core drive? No, it's not a Mercedes. I understand that. It's not a new car. That's not your core drive. Okay, that may be something that you desire. And that's something later on you can put out an intention for. But you've got to get in touch with your core. What is your core drive? What is it you really want to do with your life? What is it you really want to be? What kind of legacy do you want to leave? What is it that you want to accomplish? Where do you want to go? What do you want to teach? What do you want to learn? What's your core? Get into your core energy. And then, next, ask yourself this question. Are you ready? You take another deep breath. And you say, what fires me up? I mean, what sets my soul on fire? Is it love? Is it passion? And what is it passion for? Is it creating? I worked with a gentleman who was and is one of the top architects in the world. and he helped design one of the most famous buildings in Australia. And he said what really motivated him was actually seeing that thing come to life, that idea that was in his head start to come to life in his mind and in his reality and before his eyes. So it would start out in the mind. It was a passion, but then all of a sudden, there it was in the city skyline. That's what motivated him. He wanted to see more of his creation. This was his art, and it is his art. And, you know, art is an interesting thing. It's not just about painting. It's about creating. It's about creatively creating. You know, you can paint your room if it's dirty. You can throw another coat of paint on it. Or you can creatively paint it. Maybe a different color or a different blend of colors. Or maybe you might want to cut out the window and put a sliding glass door there. You get creative with your life. And you do that with every area of your life, your house, your home, your relationships, your business, your career, your money, everything. You get down to what motivates you, what sets your soul on fire. That's sulfur. That's what we say, you're sulfury, you're on fire, you're passionate.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Awaken the most powerful creative visualization techniques used by extraordinary achievers all over the world. One of the most powerful secrets to success and happiness is creative visualization. Many celebrities have endorsed creative visualization, such as Jim Carrey, Tiger Woods, Oprah, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Will Smith, and Bill Gates, not to mention greats like John F. Kennedy and Albert Einstein. Now you can release the astonishing power of creative visualization in your life. Achieve your goals, boost confidence, accelerate health, uncover opportunities, bust free from anxiety and stress. You deserve to have the money you want, the love you crave, and the health and energy you need. Get Robert and Rachel Zink's Creative Visualization Program today. This simple and easy-to-use program will have you attracting the life you desire. Download your copy now at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Put the incredible power of your mind to work for you with creative visualization.
You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
What gives you inspiration? I love the word inspiration because it comes from the Greek, which means to be in the spirit. What connects you to source energy so that when you are doing it, you feel like you are an expression of source energy? That's one of the things that's absolutely wonderful about lovemaking. Is that when you are truly making love and experiencing powerful orgasmic energy, it's putting you in the spirit. And sadly enough, people disassociate that. They say, well, that has nothing to do. That's just my animal. No, it's not just your animal. When you are releasing that energy and when you are feeling connected, you're losing control of your consciousness and you're feeling connected to everything. During that experience, that is being in the spirit, as is praying or meditating or reaching high levels of enthusiasm and excitement and passion for whatever it is that you are attracting or creating in your life. Oh, it's amazing. It's good stuff. Get on fire. Be on fire. Focus on the fire within your soul. This is what you create from. Now, one of the things you can do is get back to creative visualization. And this is where you sit down and maybe light a candle or two, put on some soft music, and you visualize your life with no limits, no judgment. Get out of the judgment stuff. You don't need to judge your dreams. You don't need to judge your goals. You don't need to judge anything about who you are and what you are and what you desire. Your desires are beyond judgment. As long as they don't hurt anybody else, as long as they don't infringe on anybody else, and as long as they're not violation of any law, your desires are good to go. And it doesn't make any difference what other people's judgment is, what they focus their judgment on. That's their business. That's their game. That's their head trip. Okay? You focus on what turns you on, what sets you on fire, what awakens your sulfur. Now, this is amazing stuff, because when we get to Taos, New Mexico in May, we are going to actually take you into a very deep attunement of sulfur, of soul. And for the first time in your life, you're really going to feel a total unification of your desires, your passions, and your soul all in one. It's going to be amazing, absolutely amazing. And that's just one of three attunements. But it's really one of the most important. You have to have both. You have to have all three. But it's important, because if you don't have the passion, if you don't have the desire, if you don't have the motivation, if you don't have the fire, then you don't have the spark to create anything, to create anything. Look, your feelings are your vibration. Somebody says, well, how do I know what I'm vibrating? What are you feeling? What are you feeling? That's what you're vibrating, and that's what you're attracting. If you are taking a walk, I'm going to take a walk here, go down to the farmer's market in a few minutes. And I'm going to go down there and buy all kinds of vegetables and things like that. But I love the energy of just being out in the sun and being around other people that are also buying different things at the farmer's market. And I love looking at everything. And that's a positive feeling. And that feeling can be used to attract other positive experiences and feelings in my life. One leads to the next. Your feelings are your vibration. Your feelings drive everything you do. There's an interesting article I read years ago about a gentleman who was a 12-year-old prodigy who ended up working for one of the rocket companies in the United States at like 14 years of age. And he was a genius, a left-brain genius, a mathematical, scientific genius. But he had a small little pea-sized tumor in his brain. And they took out this tumor. Now, this was probably before the active use of lasers. And they took out the tumor, and they took out a little bit of brain tissue too, feeling that it wouldn't make a difference because it was in the emotional side of his brain. It was in the emotional portion of his brain, and it wouldn't affect his ability to do his job and to create as a rocket scientist. Well, it did. He would drive around in the parking lot for hours, unable to make a decision about what parking spot he wanted. He would sit at his desk and look at his pencils and literally be unable to make a decision as to what pencil he wanted to use, whether it was a new one or an old one. I mean, little decisions were now difficult for him. And they concluded, and there's been a lot of research on this since, they concluded that we make all of our decisions, even the ones we think are logical. We make all our decisions based on our feelings and our emotions. Did you just hear what I said? Everything that you decide. Now, you will make a decision based on feelings. You'll look at a house and you'll say, oh, I want that house. And then you will look for ways to justify it logically. You'll say, well, it's going to be good on energy use. It has solar panels already installed. That's a plus. Look at the backyard. I won't have to mow the lawn so much. You know, you'll come up with logical reasons why it's a good investment, but you made the decision emotionally. That means everybody who became a multimillionaire or a billionaire created their empire based on their feelings and emotions, including Bill Gates and all the other people. They may say it was their logic, they may say it was their programming, but they were motivated through feeling. Find ways to motivate yourself every day. Look for ways to excite yourself, to put yourself on fire. Like, you got a choice of feeling down and in the dumps, or you got a choice of feeling absolutely wonderful. And it's a mental choice. You can make the choice. And whatever you choose, you'll attract more of it. Okay? Your beliefs must work in harmony with your desires. You've got desires. Now, build beliefs that fulfill those desires. Not the other way around. You know, we can choose our beliefs. We can believe just about anything that makes sense to us or doesn't make sense. It's our belief. We can choose it. We're free to have it. Okay, so choose and create beliefs that make sense to your desires. Okay, we are out of time. Thank you so much for listening. Visit our website at lawofattractionsolutions.com and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Let's put your desires and feelings to work for you to attract the life that you deserve and you desire. We've helped people in 60 different countries. We've got 2 books out. We've got more coming. We've got an incredible workshop coming up in May that will be a mind blower, a life changer. You can check that information out at manifestingbeyondbelief.com. Thank you. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.